It seems like SARS-CoV-2 antibody tests should be pretty simple. Tests consist of SARS-CoV-2 antigens on a plate. If a person has antibodies for SARS-CoV-2, their antibodies bind to the antigens, and the test reads as positive. However, it is possible to get a false positive if some other antibody can bind by coincidence to the antigen.
When the FDA originally came out with their recommendations, they were saying that you needed to have 95% specificity, which means if you tested 100 negatives, 5 of them could actually be false results.
This is Abby Tyler, a scientist with the Logan-based company Quansis Biosciences, which recently developed and deployed an antibody test for SARS-CoV-2. A test that only returns false positives 5% of the time sounds pretty good on paper, but in areas like Rich County, which have low incidences of COVID-19, a test with a 95% specificity is dangerous.
If you extrapolate that to a population of 1,000 people that we're testing, and we know that only 10 people in that 1,000 actually have COVID, but your test is reporting 5 out of every 100 as false positives, then you're going to report that 50 or 60 have COVID when really it's only 10.
The take-home message is that in areas of low incidences of COVID-19, it is crucial for antibody tests to return false positives only very rarely. Quantis's antibody test, which is currently being cross-validated by the FDA, is estimated to return 3 false positives for every 1,000 tests performed. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.